there, I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me for Regina Soren audio series. Today I would love to talk about you get back what you put out. I know a lot of you are wondering, what is she talking about? Let me tell you that in a moment. First, I'd like to tell you where you can contact me. Contact me at soarenregina@gmail.com. Sometimes I'll give my address in the beginning of the podcast because sometimes I get into it so much that I forget. And I'll go back and listen to it and I'm like, oh my god, I forgot. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to my other podcast about the death of my brother. That was a very dark podcast. Thank you for listening to the ones about my visions and dreams. I think right now some people are mad at me because I think they are. I'm not going to even go into it. You know, they have kind of shut off a little bit. I can't help what I see, guys. And I try to tell people about it. And sometimes they don't like it. But I have to tell them. So if they get mad at me, it's nothing I can do about that. Nothing. So I still love them. I love them very much. But I'm not going to entertain their negative energy. Because I don't like any negative energy around me at all. Whether it's inward or outward. So they can either listen to the dream, and it was just a dream and vision, listen to it and I said, okay, thank you. Or they can just go away mad. Well, why is it me? Why are you seeing me? I can't help that, guys. Oh my god. Anyways, my topic today is what you put out, you're gonna get right back. A lot of people do not know how to talk to people. They don't know how to talk to you. They will say something to you that provoke you. A lot of people who don't know how to talk to people will say something to a person and it will provoke that person. Therefore, starting an argument. Some people have things going on in their lives. They're angry, they're mad, and they would take it out on the first person that come into contact with them. And sometimes that person could be a mild-mannered person like myself. It's happened to me so many times. People be mad at somebody else. And then they go there and they said all these things to you. And I'm like, huh? What? So whatever you put out, if you put out good, as I was telling you the other day, whatever you plant is going to come up. I say plant instead of sow, guys. I'm sorry. But whatever you plant is going to come back up. Think about it. When you go right now, if you plant something in the ground, what do you think it's going to do? If you plant it properly, it's going to come back up at some point. Okay, what I mean is if you plant evil and if you plant mad, if you go around angry at people, then whatever you put out is coming back to you. Whatever you do, whatever you plant, let it be something good. And again, when you're talking to a person, try to talk to them. If you're a manager in management, or if you're giving a person advice, or someone call you and talk to you, don't angrily talk to that person. And guys, you know, something happened the other day. I was talking to someone and they talked to me so angry. They had an angry voice and it was like, I'm on my way to church. And I'm like, oh, really? Thinking to myself. It was just, you know, that could have been turned into a little argument right there. But you know what? I know some people are going to say, well, just being firm, you know. No, it's not being firm. There's a way to do things. There's a way to talk to people. Because if you talk to a person in an angry voice, in a mad voice, in a quick, snappy voice, then if that person is not strong, they're going to snap back at you. A lot of times, God has helped me to just walk away. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes I have not walked away. Sometimes I get into my ways as well. If people get really smart, then I would just get back at them to defend myself because I don't talk a lot, you see. So people will pick on a person that doesn't talk a lot, who's quiet. And so sometimes that'd be the first person that people would pick on because, hey, she's a quiet person. So I can just say anything. And then when you say something, this is another topic. When a quiet person says something, people act like you have killed somebody because they're not used to you talking and speaking up for yourself. So again, whatever you put out, you're going to get back. If you put out anger, you're going to get back. Most of the times you're going to get anger. You got to be careful how you talk to people in general. You don't, a lot of times, I think about management and different things, supervisors and people who are over people and people that think they know everything. Sometimes you don't know who you're talking to. You may be talking to a person and you may say something to that person and it might trigger something in that person. And you could be in danger. It could, at times, it has cost people life. So learn how to talk to people, because what you put out, you're going to get back. And I want to thank my good friend, Sherry. Sherry, are you going to hear this podcast? Thank you for giving me an idea to talk about this topic. I appreciate her for that. She's such a positive person, and I mean, she's absolutely amazing. So I'll tell you more about her in another podcast. I may give a shout out to her, as I like to give a shout out to wonderful people. Thanks again for listening, guys. I'm Regina Soren. Again, you can contact me at you can contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you.